So many people wish that they could hear from God. What's he thinking? What's he up to? What's his will for my life? How can I hear from him? And yet so often, these are the same people whose Bibles are gathering dust up on a shelf somewhere. Hi, I'm Bernie Diamond. Thanks for joining me again. Today we're going to be taking a look at the most reliable way, the most common way, the most frequent way that God speaks to us from a different perspective. And please do stay tuned, because in just a few minutes I'll be telling you about our free daily devotional Fresh to help you hear the Word of God, the voice of God, speaking powerfully into your life each and every day. So yesterday on the program, we saw that, in fact, yes, God is still speaking today. Now, some people deny that. They say the only place you can hear God speaking is in the Bible. Others are kind of out there, maybe swinging off chandeliers, seeing apparitions of Jesus all over the place. And then there's the ordinary folk like you and me who just hunger to hear God's voice, to hear him speak, to know his heart, to receive his guidance and his strength and his peace, to know God. Not just in our heads, and not even just in our hearts, but in our actual experience. I remember when I first gave my life to Jesus, it was the 15th of October, 1995. In the weeks and the months following that time, I had such an incredibly strong sense of God's presence. He wrapped his arms around me during a particularly difficult, painful time in my life, and I was full of the joy of the Lord, even though I was travelling through a lot of pain. And a dear friend of mine, Phil, the pastor of the first church I attended, sat down with me over a cup of coffee and said to me, "You know, Bernie," he said, "it won't always be like this." And whilst in one sense he was right, there was something inside me that, well, it made me angry. I thought to myself, and I said this to God, if I can't have a close, intimate relationship with my God each and every day, if I can't experience his joy and his peace each day, then you know something, I don't think I want him. Pretty radical stuff. And to be sure, life does have its ups and downs, doesn't it? Sometimes circumstances are against us, sometimes everything's rosy, sometimes our emotions are up, sometimes they're down. We're all different people in different places, and so the details of all that are different. But the patterns are the same. There's ups and there's downs, and that, my friend, is just the way it's going to be. In those early days of becoming a Christian, they told me, Phil told me, that I should read my Bible every day. Can I tell you what a huge turn-off that was? Can I tell you what a burden it was to think of having to open this book? And it's a huge book, 775,000-odd words, in 31,173 verses, in 1,189 chapters, in 66 books. And all of it written in times and places and cultures that are unfamiliar, by and large, to you and to me. Who or what, for instance, was Ephraim? And why was sacrificing bulls and goats and doves, why did they do that? And did the walls of Jericho really come tumbling down when they marched around it and blew those trumpets? And you get the drift, don't you? But Phil, my pastor, was a persuasive guy, real salt-of-the-earth kind of man. And when I listened to him preaching on Sundays, he really made sense. So I did. I did something back then. I established this pattern of getting up early in the morning, something I'd been doing since I was a small child anyway, while everyone else is still asleep, and doing something different with that time, spending some time in prayer and in reading the Bible. You know, I was surprised. A lot of it made sense. A lot of it was confronting. It was like shining a really bright light on my immaturities and the things I was doing that weren't pleasing God. And day after day, month after month, year after year, here's what's happened. It's changed me. I open the Bible these days and it's God speaking to me. There aren't always fireworks and flashes of thunder and great amazing revelations each and every day. No, it's not like that. Little by little, God's word has become a part of who I am. I'm not good at memorizing verses. Some people are. I'm not. But what I find amazing now is that when someone asks me to get up and speak about something, or we're having a discussion amongst friends about this issue or whatever it is, the recall that God has given me is amazing. I can remember the things God says, if not word by word, but pretty close, and where he says it, and that makes all the difference. See, when someone's really bugging me and I want to tear them apart, all of a sudden a small voice whispers, "Turn the other cheek." A small voice whispers, "Wisdom from above is pure and peaceable and gentle and yielding." And all of a sudden, God's word starts to guide my responses, my behavior. God's word is giving me what I need to live my life. The Holy Spirit speaks his word right into my life exactly when I need it. And the other thing is that it sounds really mundane reading the Bible every day, and in some respects it is. I tend to read an Old Testament book followed by a New Testament book, one of the letters from Romans to Revelation followed by one of the four Gospels or Acts. That's how I cycle through the Bible. And I've pretty much read it now all several times. The reason I cycle that way is that the different books feed me differently. Some of those Old Testament narratives, stories, Judges, Kings, Chronicles, they feed me with the power and the majesty of God. And then the letters in the New Testament, they teach me about real life and understanding my life in the light of what Jesus has done. And then Gospels and Acts, they take me back to the heart of my faith in Jesus. And then some of the wisdom books in the Old Testament, Proverbs, Psalms, Lamentations, I sprinkle them throughout, and it's like adding flavor to everything else. Now, it sounds mundane to pick up the Bible, to read the next chapter, or even a few verses in the book of Luke, which is what I'm reading right at the moment. It doesn't appear systematic or anything like that, but I cannot begin to tell you how many times I've found exactly what I needed for today, the things I'm going through, the things unbeknown to me that are going to confront me today, by reading the next chapter. It is amazing how many times God has given me what I need for today from those very next verses in the next chapter that I was due to read in my mundane schedule. Reading the Bible sounds like a chore. It sounds mundane, but after years of doing this, here's what I want to share with you. From time to time, I've received a prophecy from someone or a word of knowledge. We'll talk about them another day. And those times have been powerful markers, turning points. But the strength and the maturity and the growth and the transformation, the things that have made my life better, can't begin to tell you, they have come from this wondrous habit that Pastor Phil taught me all those years ago of reading my Bible every day. The ability to discern whether someone else is speaking from God or not, the wisdom to know how to handle tough situations, the maturity some days to lay my life down, and boy, that's hard. All those things have happened as the Word of God has become part of who I am. Genesis chapter 1, verse 26 tells us that we have been made in the image of God. The problem is that our rebellion and our sin has marred that image. Reading God's word most days, listening to what he has to say most days, is like being restored back into his original image. A repair job here, clean-up job there, a new bit here, and all of a sudden, we're a different person. It's knowing the truth that sets us free, and the Bible is God's way of sharing his truth with us. If there is one thing, just one thing, that I can point to that was the smartest thing I ever did after I gave my life to Jesus, it's opening up that Bible, a daily habit, and letting him speak his word into my heart through his Spirit. And the tragedy is that so many people, the people who don't do that, are the very ones whose lives are all over the place. Well, all over the place, because there's no foundation, there's no anchor into God's truth. Love sharing the gospel with as many people as possible so they can experience a real and tangible relationship with God. So before we go, I'd like to tell you about our free daily devotional to help you and your friends draw even closer to Jesus. It's called Fresh. Each day you'll receive a powerful scripture verse together with some words of inspiration, hope, and encouragement. And the best news is that it's free and delivered right to your inbox each and every day, where you can choose to read, listen, or watch the daily video. It's completely up to you. It's God's Word, fresh for you each day. To receive your free daily devotional, just jump onto our website, freshdevotional.org. You'll see that fresh e-devotional sign up waiting for you right there. And as a bonus, I'll also send you a free copy of the e-book, How Can I Hear God Speak to Me? So head across to the website and sign up to receive Fresh. And I pray that your heart will be touched and transformed as you draw ever closer to Jesus through his word. That web address again, in case you missed it, is freshdevotional.org. I'm Bernie Diamond. Catch you again, same time tomorrow, with a different perspective.